Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones.
Tonight, on a very special episode of Extra Features, Bob takes drugs. No, it's the Oscar show where we pick our choices for who we think will win.
I just want to state that I won last year.
Yeah, you did. I think so.
I did. Thank you.
So what we're going to do is we're going to run through all of the categories.
Everything.
List the choices.
Every single one.
Each of us is going to make a choice. And then we're going to come back in a couple weeks and see who won. So does someone have a pen to mark down who chooses what?
Bob, do the honors.
I have a pen, too, so I can,
give you a pen, too. I have lots of pens. I have one thing before we do this. I have not seen four movies yet. I've not seen Crazy Heart, The Nine, which is I will have seen by the time Nine. I have not seen Messenger and Single Man. Well, the only four I have not watched.
Well, there are a few that I haven't. A lot of the acting ones I haven't seen a bunch of. But we'll see. Let's run through the choices and see what we can do. A few of them are movies that we haven't reviewed on the show yet that we will be reviewing eventually. Because, hell, we review everything.
Because they made it. We review it, including
anyway,
the Friends.
Anyway, I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
And you're listening to Extra Features.
Episode 39, Oscar Pick Show.
Okay.
Let's start.
All right. Art direction.
Avatar. Imaginarium with Dr. Parnassimus. Nine, Sherlock Holmes and Young Victoria. Bob, you're up.
Now, art direction generally is the look of the film, set designs, things like that. How the film, you know, the image of the film. Not the cinematography, not the costuming, but sets and overall look.
Is there even an option in this category? It has to be Avatar, does it not?
No, I think there's some great work here. Apparently, the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus is beautiful.
It is awesome inside that.
Yeah,
I've seen it. I know you guys, I don't think, have gotten to it yet, but I have
it.
Seen the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, but it's beautiful inside.
And Sherlock Holmes, I mean, wow. And they did an incredible job recreating London. And
they did an amazing job. They were good. I'm still taking Avatar.
Bob?
Because it's a musical. Be honest.
No, not because
it's a musical. Really? The guy created a world, and you're telling me, oh, look, he created Italy.
I'd like to choose Sherlock Holmes, but I'm going to pick Avatar, because I think it's going to win. Okay?
Oh, yes, they are. I'm holding it to them.
No, Young Victoria was kind of fun, but I wouldn't say it was the greatest art direction.
No, I agree. Cinematography?
Choices are Avatar, Mauro Fiore, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince by Bruno Del Bonal, The Hurt Locker, filmed by Barry Aykroyd, Inglourious Basterds, filmed by Robert Richardson, and The White Ribbon.
And a movie I have not seen.
It's a foreign film, filmed by Christian Berger. Cinematography is the guy that films the movie. So he sets up the camera, sets up the shots, films the actors, the setups, all that, the lighting.
Hurt Locker? No. I'm going to still pick Avatar. I will take Avatar again.
I am going to disagree with you both, and I am going to select Robert Richardson.
Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds, which is... Richardson is one of the most renowned cinematographers working in film right now. And I let's face it, Avatar was 90% computer-generated.
Right, doesn't that count?
No, I don't think so. I think that will earn it visual effects. Bob, you're working well.
Another mic problem with Bob.
Anyway, well, this will be able to hear him from
now. Hey, Bob, here's something you should pay attention to. Costume design. Bright Star, Coco Before Chanel, The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, Nine, and Young Victoria. Bob, pick the Nine, I guess.
No, actually, I'm hearing about it. I'm going to go, because it says base your picks on based on advanced buzz. So I'm going to go with The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Kevin?
Listen, you know what? It's costume design. I'm going to pick Catherine Leterrier for Coco Before Chanel.
Oh, my God. Me and Kevin agree.
Because it's a movie I haven't seen, but it's, you know, it's Coco Chanel.
You got it.
The costumes have got to look pretty good, so.
I'm with Kevin on the Coco Before Chanel.
You know, Young Victoria was nice, but it's period piece stuff that we see every year.
But it wins every year.
That's true. That's true. And Nine, I don't know, apparently the costumes are...
They're not that nice. Like, it's musical. They're all... I've seen what I've seen of it.
I saw
screen.
The whole thing. It's no, it's
Chicago.
Not. It's not.
No.
It's not going to win costume design.
They only made like $9 million or something.
Now we're getting into some fun categories here. Documentary feature.
I'm picking. I've only heard of two of these movies.
Burma VJ, The Cove.
VJ.
VJ.
Oh, VJ. What is that? The JJ?
No, I don't know what it is. The Cove, Food Incorporated, The Most Dangerous Man in America, Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers, and Which Way Home. So, really just grab a dart?
No.
Okay.
The Cove is getting a lot of... I heard great buzz on The Cove when it came out.
Yeah.
And Food, Inc., I didn't hear as much. I heard it was decent, but not as good as The Cove. So I'm taking The Cove on my dart.
I'm going with Food, Inc., since that's the only one I've heard of.
So
I have no idea, so I'm going to pick Which Way Home.
I go, that's the one's going to win. Which Way Home? Because none of us have ever. It's going to be some movie
which
about.
Which will win?
It's going to be an Alzheimer's patient with Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
and he wanders outside.
Or something about
a dog.
Nazis and trying to find their way home again after all these years.
Except it'll win. Exactly. Okay, documentary short subject. China's unnatural disaster. The Tears of Sichuan Province. The last campaign of Governor Booth Gardner, whoever that is. Last truck closing of a GM plant. Music of Prudence and Rabbit a la Berlin. I've never heard of any of these.
Bob, what do you think? Which dark?
Bob, you're up.
I'm tempted to say the last truck closing of a GM plant, but I'm going to go Music by Prudence.
Okay. Kevin?
I figure that Rabbit a la Berlin has
I just like the name.
Something to do with something to do with Nazis and the Holocaust, so I'm going to pick that one.
I think Rabbit a la Berlin's got to be Bugs Bunny digging a trench to Germany and ending up there.
Maybe. They ended up in Schenectady, New York.
Schenectady, New York. That's why I'm making it.
Kalamazoo.
Film editing.
Wait, is that what you're picking, too?
Yeah, I'm picking the same one. Have the name. I have no idea. I might change my picks for my party I have every year.
We're not really that informed on just randomly picking. Like, we know that many of you will be doing that for your home Oscar pools or your work Oscar pools. All right, film editing. Avatar, District 9, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, and Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Yeah, who cares? I've seen Precious.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
I will take Avatar.
Same here, Avatar.
I'm going to say District 9.
No, there's no film editing in that.
Oh, there's a lot of film editing in that.
Come on, Avatar's got more than
those
that.
Those sequences with the ship over Johannesburg, that was very well done.
That was really cool, but that's it.
But no, I mean, just this will be the way to honor District 9.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think it's getting honored in any way. Okay, foreign language film, Amanji, I think. I'm probably
Ajami.
Ajami.
The Milk of Sorrow, La Tatu Asustada from Peru. A Prophet, Un Prophet from France. The Secret in Their Eyes, El Secreto de Sus Ojos, Argentina. And The White Ribbon, Das Wiesband from Germany.
Bob?
White Ribbon.
So Bob's picking White Ribbon. Simon?
The White Ribbon.
You're picking that as well?
Yeah. That's the only one I've heard of.
I've heard of A Prophet, but I'm going to pick Ajami.
Why?
Just because.
Okay.
Good reason. Good enough for me.
Makeup?
Makeup. Three choices. El Divo. Makeup by Aldo Signorati. and Vittorio Sodano. Now, I guess that's a foreign film. Star Trek by Barney Berman, Mindy Hall, and Joel Harlow. And The Young Victoria, John Henry Gordon and Jenny Shercor. Simon.
Star Trek. This is their one big chance. I mean, I've seen Young Victoria. There wasn't much makeup in Young Victoria. Yeah. And, I mean, El Divo, I think it's the musical band, isn't it? The singing guys? The guys that sing. I will take care of it in a second. I'm going with Star Trek.
All right. I'm going with Star Trek, too, because really, who knows about the other ones?
I haven't seen Young. I was going to go with Young Victoria, but I haven't seen it. I've seen Star Trek, so I'm going with Star Trek. Although Oscar's been known to not recognize Star Trek in any way, I'm still going to pick it.
I think it's Star Trek was a pretty good film, and it's not getting nominated for anything else, and this will probably be the only thing. But who knows? I've not seen El Divo. Bob, you're picking.
I'm still going to pick Star Trek, even though Young Victoria might be pretty close.
All right. Short film, animated, French Roast, Fabrice Ogilvie. Granny O'Grim's Sleeping Beauty by Nick Fallon.
Greatest name.
And Derek O'Connell. The Lady and the Reaper, La Dama y la Muerte by Javier.
That's very good accent on that one.
Gracia. Logorama by Nicholas Schmerkin. And A Matter of Loaf and Death by Nick Park.
There's only one option in this category in my world.
I know which one it is, too.
A Matter of Loaf and Death, Nick Park. Mm-hmm. So I've seen.
Bob?
I don't know. I'm going to go with Granny O'Grim's Sleeping Beauty.
I would have picked it just for the name, The Lady and the Reaper. I just love the name of the thing.
Nick Park almost always
wins.
But
how could he not win?
I know. But you know what? I'm going to go with Logorama by Nicholas Schmerkin for no particular reason, because it sounds like it could be a fun concept for an animated short.
Over Nick Park, sure. Okay.
Yeah, well, because Nick Park's been there, done that. Is this better than other Nick Park?
It's like giving the Rick Baker makeup award every year. Mm-hmm. Like, same argument in my world. He's the best. You give it to him.
Short film, live action, The Door. Instead of Abracadabra, Kavi, Miracle Fish, and The New Tenants.
Just
pick a dart. This randomly, that's the one.
Miracle Fish.
All right. Smells good.
I have no idea.
I'm going with Kavi.
I am going to say Kavi.
Why?
Just because it sounds foreign.
Well, that's why I took Miracle Fish. Mm-hmm. It's going to be some fish they found off the coast of New Zealand.
Sound editing.
Avatar.
Hurt Locker. Inglourious Basterds. Star Trek and Up.
I have to say they're Up and Glorious Bastards. I'm kind of stuck up on either of these. I'm going to take Inglourious Basterds because it had some great music scenes in it. Some great sounds.
Bob?
I'm going to go with Avatar.
I, too, am choosing Avatar.
Wow, I'm deviating, going to Kevin's path.
Sound mixing, Avatar, Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Star Trek, and Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
Transformers, more than meets the eye. I'm taking Transformers, because it always wins these categories, these large blockbuster movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Transformers, because it has lots of sound in it.
So mixing is a little different from editing.
It is.
Editing the sound. Mixing is actually making new sounds.
Oh, I know. That's why I'm taking Transformers. Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. I'll take Transformers.
Bob?
I think with it. I'm going for Avatar.
Probably will be Avatar, but I'm going to pick Star Trek because I thought the sound mixing on that was really good.
Well, I thought so too, but they're going to ignore Star Trek. I know it.
All right, here's a big one. Visual effects, Avatar, District 9, Star Trek. Is it even a choice?
Yeah, it's Beverly Hills Cop.
I'm just doing the neutral.
It's Avatar. Avatar wins. No doubt about it.
Avatar? Yeah. Avatar.
I agree. Avatar, 100%. Broken New Territory. You know, as much as I love the effects in the other two films, I really...
I love the Star Trek effects, too, but they're not going to win.
No. Avatar's, hands down, new territory. All right, we're starting to get into some more serious categories here. Writing. Adapted screenplay. District 9, written by Neil Blomkamp and Terry Tatchell. And Education, screenplay by Nick Hornby.
He's done a few other things, too, I think.
In the Loop, screenplay by Jesse Armstrong, Simon Blackwell, Armando Iannucci.
Has anybody heard of In the Loop?
Yeah, I'm aware of it. A Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, screenplay by Jeffrey Fletcher. And Up in the Air, screenplay by Jason Reitman and Sheldon Turner.
Bob?
I'm going to go for Up in the Air on this one.
I'm with you.
That's a tough one.
I know you're not taking Precious. I know you're not taking District 9. You're either taking Education or Up in the Air.
I really like Nick Hornby.
So do I.
But Up in the Air is a really good film.
I think it's a better film than Education.
I agree. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on Up in the Air.
There we go. Unanimous.
All right. Original screenplay. The Hurt Locker, written by Mark Bowell. And Glorious Bastards, written by Quentin Tarantino. The Messenger, written by Alessandro Camon and Oren Moverman. The Serious Man, written by Joel and Ethan Coen. And Up, screenplay by Bob Peterson, Pete Docter, story by Pete Docter, Bob Peterson, and Tom McCarthy.
This is killing me, this thing. Because, I mean, I really like Serious Man. I'm probably one of the few people that love this movie.
I've seen it. So
I haven't seen it either.
But I'm going with the... I was going to pick Up, and I decided to change it to Inglourious Basterds.
I am going to agree with you on Inglourious Basterds.
I was picking Up, but I think Inglourious Basterds is a better option.
See, Hurt Locker, for me, was more about the...
Story.
The story. Not the story. More about the character.
Yes.
As opposed to the acting.
I went to
the acting. And the direction.
Yes, absolutely. Bob?
I want to go with Up, but I think Inglourious Basterds will get it. So I'm going to say Inglourious Basterds.
Okay. Music. Original score. Avatar by James Horner. Fantastic Mr. Fox by Alexandra Desplat. The Hurt Locker, Marco Beltrami and Buck Saunders. Sherlock Holmes, Hans Zimmer. And Up, Michael Giacchino.
I take Up.
I also take Up. I wish I like Sherlock Holmes, but Up, the music is just beautiful.
And what about Fantastic Mr. Fox music? Loved it.
It was good.
I really enjoyed Mr.
You're not
Fox.
Going with Avatar on this one?
No, I don't think the music was anything
boring.
Boring, just dull. All
right.
Just put the Conan soundtrack in, it'd be just totally fine.
I'm not following.
Yeah, Bob's up next.
All right, music. Original song. Almost There. From Princess and the Frog, music and lyric by Randy Newman, a perennial Oscar favorite. Down in New Orleans, from The Princess and Frog, music and lyric by Randy Newman. Loin de Paname, from Paris 36, music by Reinhard Wagner, lyric by Frank Thomas.
36.
Take It All, from Nine, music and lyric by Maury Yeston. And The Weary Kind, theme from Crazy Heart, music and lyric by Ryan Bingham. And T-Bone Burnett.
Bob?
All right, you want me to go first? I'm going first. I'm taking Almost There.
Simon?
The Weary Kind, theme from Crazy Heart.
I am also picking The Weary Kind because it was pretty well received.
And I've heard it, and I like it. So. And I will have seen this by the time the Oscars aired. So I have holidays coming up next week. The week after, and I will be at the theater seeing Crazy Heart.
Actress in a supporting role. Penelope Cruz in Nine. Vera Farmiga in Up in the Air. Maggie Gyllenhaal in Crazy Heart. Anna Kendrick in Up in the Air. And Monique in Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Bob?
I'm going with Anna Kendrick. What?
No, I'm just disagreeing. I'm taking Monique in Precious. Based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Yeah. I think Monique will probably
I've
win
seen
it,
the movies, so.
But I'm going to pick Vera Farmiga.
See, I would pick, if I had to choose between the two, I would take Anna Kendrick.
I think Vera gives a very subtle performance.
She does. I'm with you. I'm agreeing with you totally on that.
Kendrick is much blunter.
Okay. Kev, go ahead.
Actor in a supporting role. Matt Damon in Invictus. Woody Harrelson in The Messenger. Christopher Plummer in The Last Station. Stanley Tucci in The Lovely Bones. And Christoph Waltz in Inglourious Basterds. Is this even a competition?
Nope.
No. Where did Quentin find this guy in German cinema?
He's a Czech actor.
He's Czech? I've never seen or heard of this guy before.
Yeah, or he's Polish. I can't remember.
He's amazing. Christopher Vance.
Yeah, he's my choice, too.
I think it's everybody's choice. Yeah. I've seen Lovely Bones.
Although I want to go with Stanley Tucci, but I'm
according to Entertainment Weekly.
Have you seen the Lovely Bones?
No,
I have. But and it's made my top 10 list of the year already. I put it on there.
It's
loved Lovely Bones.
Well, top 10 list of what year?
This year. I've already started.
You mean last year?
It just got released this year. It didn't come out till January 16th.
It only came out in time for Oscar qualifications.
Because it came out in two theaters in New York and L.A. They do that. Same with Crazy Heart. Same argument.
That was a tough movie to watch.
Loved it. But we'll get into that later.
I actually didn't realize it was Stanley Tucci. I thought it was that other guy that often doubles for Bruce Willis.
You're right. Yeah. Oh, I can't remember his name, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
All right. Actor in a leading role. Jeff Bridges in Crazy Heart. George Clooney in Up in the Air. Colin Firth in A Single Man. Morgan Freeman in Invictus. And Jeremy Renner in The Hurt Locker.
I have a thing about this. I can't remember the guy's name, but I really pissed off he didn't get nominated for A Serious Man.
He was considered a contender.
I really liked him. So for me, it's going to be Jeff Bridges' Crazy Heart. Like, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm almost positive he's going to win. From everything I've read. Because I thought in Freeman and Invictus was kind of eh. Jeremy Renner and Hurt Locker, it's more of an ensemble cast. It's not really him running the film. Up in the Jar, George Clooney. He's playing George Clooney. He's fine. I haven't seen A Single Man with Colin Firth yet, so I don't know what to say. But
Colin Firth is usually pretty good.
I know it. I'm going with Jeff Bridges.
I'm going with George Clooney. I think it's time that the Academy recognizes George Clooney for...
But for this
everything
movie,
that he's done.
They gave him one for Syria.
The entire movie hangs on George Clooney and his believability. He is that part, and I think it's perfect for him.
Well, I may change it if I see Crazy Heart and he doesn't blow me away.
I just don't like Jack Bridges that much.
I do.
What do you think, Bob?
I had marked this down before you even said it. I marked George Clooney's. George Clooney.
Okay. Actress in the leading role.
This is going to be all over
Sandra
the place.
Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side. Helen Mirren in The Last Station. Carey Mulligan in An Education. Gabourey Sidibe in Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. And Meryl Streep in Julie and Julia. Bob.
Well, considering I've only seen one of the movies, I'm going to pick Sandra Bullock.
Interesting.
I think I'm picking the same, even though I've seen everything but Last Station.
You're also picking Sandra Bullock.
I think she's going to get... I don't think Carey Mulligan was that good in The Education. I enjoyed it, but...
It was good, but...
Gabrielle Scribe and Precious is probably the weakest in this category.
Yeah, a lot of people were saying this was Meryl Streep's year for Julie and Julia.
Oh, I'm thinking it might be Meryl Streep, but this is the category I flip-flopped 15 times on.
I got to tell you, I'm also choosing Sandra Bullock. Having just almost finished watching The Blind Side, she is really good. I liked her in that film. I hate Sandra Bullock. I think she's terrible.
Can tell me she... Oh, come on. Truth About Steve. Yeah. All About Steve. The Net.
But
you've seen The Net?
Really,
I have seen The Net.
She's an interesting character. She's sympathetic.
She's real. Yeah. That's the thing. It's her first real character she's played.
Actually, I would have gone for Meryl Streep, too, but not for Julie and Julia.
It's Complicated?
Yeah.
Very cookie-cutter movie.
I know, but still.
All right, so now we're into the last three big ones for us. I mean, a lot of people might not feel animated feature film is that big.
Oh, absolutely it is now.
A huge category this year. Coraline, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Princess and the Frog, The Secret of Kells, which I have
never heard of.
Seen, and Up. So, I don't know. To me, there's always a clear winner. But there are a lot of great films.
It kills me to pick this because I love my second choice just as much.
Mm-hmm.
Up is my choice. Yeah, but Fantastic Mr. Fox and Coraline are right behind it. I loved Coraline.
I think it's a no-brainer that Up will win this film, but, this category.
And
but Coraline was really good, and Fantastic Mr. Fox was awesome.
And I'm reading Wes Anderson really took his actors out into a field to record.
Yeah.
So when they were supposed to be in a cave, he would film them in a cave and record them. And I love Wes Anderson movies.
Oh. Mother Cusser, I can't believe it's not going to win.
Yeah. I have to take Up. Up's good. Come on, it's up for Best Picture. How does it not win this category?
Yeah, exactly.
And Princess of the Frog and The Secret of Kel.
What are you picking?
You're picking Up, Bob. Just
well, I'm picking Up, yeah. Thank you. I was going to go for Fantastic Mr. Frog. Okay.
You've never seen it, have you?
No, but I've heard that.
You have to see it first.
You have to see it. It's. I don't know. It's different.
All right. Director James Cameron for Avatar. Catherine Bigelow, his ex-wife, for The Hurt Locker. Quentin Tarantino for Inglourious Basterds. Lee Daniels for Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire. And Jason Reitman for Up in the Air. Simon, what do you think?
We know I'm taking Hurt Locker. Okay. Favorite movie. I think she makes this movie work.
Mm-hmm.
I think if this movie was badly directed, mm-hmm. it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And I'm taking Hurt Locker, too. I had Mark down first.
Oh, well, I'm going to pick Avatar, even though I kind of disagree with it. I just think that James Cameron will win it again.
I don't know. It's going to be tough. I think it's a good year for the Oscars. There's a lot of choices.
Best Picture, to me, is tough, and adding five more choices just made it even more muddier.
No, I don't think. Yeah, just muddier, because I think you can eliminate some of them, though. A Serious Man, gone.
Let me run through the list here. Okay. Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, An Education, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, A Serious Man, Up, and Up in the Air. Now, I've seen all but Precious and Serious Man. Bob, what have you not seen?
I haven't seen An Education, Precious, Serious Man.
And Simon, you're not going to ask me?
Simon has seen them all.
You got it.
Then, Simon, in your educated opinion, what's the best picture?
It is
what will win, and what is your best picture choice?
Okay, my best picture. I'm still picking Hurt Locker.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think Avatar's a real movie. It's a video game, and I have picked Hurt Locker. Inglourious Basterds, for me, if I was voting, this is tough. I really put Hurt Locker 1. I put Serious Man 2. Up 3. Up in the Air, 4. Oh, 5 is top. Probably Blindside would be 5. Avatar, 6. Education's last. Precious is last. Precious is a horrible movie.
Yeah.
I've seen Precious. I know we'll get to it and get into it more in depth. Mm-hmm. Precious is the worst movie on this list. Education, I think it's like 9 Education. I have to take Hurt Locker. I just loved it so much.
See, I'm not interested in seeing Precious, and it would be my last choice out of the 10.
But I have seen Precious.
And then I would probably have District 9 as the 9th.
Oh, you guys are killing District 9.
I liked The Education, but I'll get into that when we review it. But I think it shouldn't really be there. It's 8. You know, for me, I mean, Avatar, I don't think Avatar is a great movie. I think I'm going against the grain in saying that I don't think Avatar was great, but I think a lot of people feel that it is. So, I like The Hurt Locker, but I don't feel it's the best picture. I liked Inglourious Basterds. What are you guys doing? Can't you, you know, follow along? What's going on here? What's wrong?
Bob wanted to know my pick. He somehow wasn't listening.
His pick is The Hurt Locker. Up is a great movie.
Fabulous.
But it's going to win the Best Animated, so it's getting recognized.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm going to give it to the fucking Blue Cats. Excuse my language. Avatar. Everyone freaking loves Avatar.
It didn't make your top 10 movies of the year.
No, I know. I would not.
Oh, I lie. 500 Days of Summer was in my top 10. So was Avatar.
Avatar,
where the hell's the Hangover in this top 10 list, by the way?
What's that?
Hangover.
Yeah, well, Hangover wasn't. It's a comedy. They don't like comedies.
But
I got to tell you, what were the most enjoyable movies for me, movie experience-wise? Inglourious Basterds, I enjoyed huge chunks of. I loved Up from start to beginning. I loved Up in the Air.
And why is Precious on this list?
I really liked An Education. I have problems with the like some of the aspects of the movie, but I like the characters in it. The Blind Side, I'm really liking.
Yeah,
I like that. That was a great film. Just kind of a good family film.
Yes,
but you know, when it comes down to it, Avatar is an experience that everybody in the world seems to be going gaga over. It's Titanic 2, so I'll give it to Avatar. It wouldn't be my personal choice, but I would give it to Up as the best picture. So there you go, Bob.
Bob.
Okay, while you two were talking, I just started crossing off movies that
you haven't seen.
I didn't like, or that I didn't think would win. Now I'm down to the last two, Up in the Air and Avatar. But I think, even though I want Up in the Air to win, Avatar is going to get it.
People don't like Up in the Air. There are a few people that just don't like it.
Okay, well, that's it. That's the Oscar show. I know I've told you guys to come to my house. I know one of you is. Hope the other one's coming. And we'll see you then, and we'll discuss it when we come back, what we thought.
Right, we'll see who won the most number of correct choices. We'll run down through the choices, and we'll have a few more movies to review.
Okay.
All right, take it easy. I'm Kevin.
I'm Bob.
The intern. What?
I'm Bob.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And I'm Haley.
Who?
No.
Haley.
Who's that?
Haley Joel Osment from
okay.
The Sixth Sense.
We're out of here.
Hope you enjoyed
I see
the
bad
show.
Movies.
Bye, guys. Toodles.
Yeah. And feeling like P. Diddy. Hey, what up, girl? Put my glasses on out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking.